The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio with Mark the Shark. You're listening to Bite of Reality. I'll tell you, the weeks are going by quicker and quicker. Soon, November 5th will be here. And we'll have to make a decision. Continue the flush on the toilet that's now become America? Or get out the tidy bowl and put the man in the boat. Get him to help us. I'll tell you, you know, we wonder every week about this country, and we wonder every week whether or not we're going to survive another week. You know, there's something called the great fake Biden reset, the grand scheme, 3 years of tragedy, crime and death. Don't be fooled by the election correction. You know, there's a saying, when you dig a hole, know when to stop digging. You don't know when to stop digging, America. Will we fall for this ridiculous, delusional attempt by Biden to ignore his record? After 3 years of terror by the Biden administration, will America file a false return, understanding exactly what has been going on? Will they ignore the destruction of our morals, our civilization, our American culture, and our border, the massive price hikes crushing the middle class? The destruction of the oil and gas industry, the wasting of billions on dumbass windmills, the restrictions of freedom, the censorship. Try one day without lying to America. And you know what? The biggest problem in America is that we can no longer depend on the watchdog that was set up for this country. And who's the watchdog? The media. The media is no longer our watchdog. They are no longer our friend. You want to call them fake news, you want to call them anything you want, but they don't know what the truth is anymore. This is the problem in America. They no longer report the facts, they report what the DNC tells them to. And America was not built on that particular barrier. It's not a basis for having a democratic republic. You can't sustain it. If your media doesn't question what your government does and falls into line, beyond belief in line, in fact, they may even most of the times leading the train, because Biden doesn't know where he is at most of the time. And that gets me to the next point. We had to make an addendum today to our original plans for the show. So last night, those of you who were awake, and sure enough, Joe Biden was awake, the State of the Union, that was a pretty interesting concept. What was the State of the Union like? Well, we didn't really hear what the State of the Union was like until 45 minutes in. So it was kind of a surprise to hear that after 45 minutes of, gosh, you know, they didn't fact check him in real time because the speech would have gone 4 hours because what he was saying was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing. You know why it was amazing? Because it was unrelated to the facts. It was unrelated to the reality. It didn't have anything to do with what's actually going on in this country. So here we go again. You know, let's get realistic. We are 350 million somewhat people in this country. We have Joe Biden and Donald Trump again. Which side of the fence are you going to be on? Are you going to be in the middle? Are you going to be somewhere else? Are you going to be right in the throes of the vote? You're going to throw your vote away and vote for somebody else? You're going to vote for Kucinich, Kennedy? You know, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for the guy who won the Samoan Islands, who beat Biden? Well, that's your choice. That's why they call it America. But I have one simple question for you. One simple question for those of you who are going to go and vote. And I urge every single one of you, you know, coming from New York, over the years, I've said over and over repeatedly that your vote really doesn't count because we're such a blue state. It doesn't really matter. And Kathy Hochul came really close, who's a Democrat in New York, to losing to Elise Zeldin, who's a Republican. But she pulled it out at the last moment, because what she did is she lied to New York, and she said, crime is not the issue. There is no crime. He's blowing up the crime scenario. Well, that leads me to another point that we'll discuss later on in this particular bite of reality. So out of 350 million people, we seem to have picked Donald Trump and Joe Biden to lead us, one of them. Those are your two leading candidates. So I ask yourselves, and I ask you, me, I ask myself, and yourselves. I look at it this way. What are your kitchen table issues, right? Because we keep talking about kitchen tables. Well, how about what's your real issue? What's your family issue? You know, I've had lots of facts and lots of stuff thrown out in the last couple of weeks. And I got to tell you, I cannot tell which are fake and which are true, except if you go and you do your research, except if you head to the websites, the actual websites, you know, those things where the government actually puts out what's going on. They actually put out the statistics. It's incredible. And if you read those statistics, I'm assuming Biden doesn't know how to read, because those statistics are completely incongruent with what he's telling us. And that's a problem for me. That's a problem for everybody. It should be. You know, you cannot look at this stuff and you cannot say to yourself, he's telling us everything the truth. He can't be telling the truth when the reality is different than what he's telling us. And how is that possible? Well, because you have the watchdog for the American people falling apart. Why is that? Well, because for some reason, they cannot stand Donald Trump. You know, I watch a lot of different news stations during the week. I know a lot of you just think I watch Fox, but no, when I want to hear something funny, I watch MSNBC. And I watched this week, and I'm gonna talk about it. The problem is, with this country, is the Trump train is on time to be derailed by the Biden organization and the schemes that they're running. And you want to talk about an insurrection. You want to talk about voter suppression. Let me tell you what's really going on in the country. Someone needs to explain to me why it took these governmental organizations and agencies nearly 30 months before all of the prosecutors decided to go after Trump. And amazingly, after several of them had meetings at the White House, that's kind of suspicious to me. Well, where's our government? Where is our government investigations? Where are the people who are supposed to be doing that? You know what's interesting? Even a blind man knows when the sun is out. And the American public, we realize that the purpose of what Donald Trump has been charged with and been prosecuted for all of these allegations, which are, in my opinion, complete garbage. They are complete garbage. Imagine in a real country with a real justice system where your opponent is in the lead, is being trounced, and really has no shot at becoming president again. Does any one of these United States, does anyone here in the United States think that any of these prosecutions would be brought if Donald Trump either wasn't running or had no chance? You're crazy if you think that. If you do, I suggest you head straight to a neurologist for an evaluation, because you are clinically insane. Even the Democrats can see it. And that's something miraculous. The bottom line, factors. If Donald Trump had no chance of getting in back to the White House, none of this would ever happen. You know, bet you thought it was a good idea at the time. But what they realize now is America is smart. Despite what everybody's telling us something that's not true, we're figuring it out. We're seeing it. When you go to the supermarket and you fill up your half a basket and you're paying double the price that you used to pay. And yes, Joe Biden, shrinkflation is real. And guess who caused it? You did. With all your dumb policies, with all your free money give outs to everybody. You have to understand something, America. Every dollar that goes to someone else is a dollar taken from someone who's working. You know, so you better get to work on time, and you better be there 7 days a week so that you can support the people who are not working in America don't want to work in America, and for the people who come here illegally and their families. So you better get to work nice and early and stay late and work your 7 days so you can pay for them. Thank you very much. Is that fair? Is that our fair share? I keep hearing about that. That's something I'll discuss a little later on. So this week, in the 9-0 Supreme Court decision, Trump cannot be removed from the imbecile state ballots. Now, does this end the stupidity of the Democrats suppressing voters? Not a chance, folks. They are a persistent, highly motivated, corrupt organization that has engaged in a plethora of schemes to try to get Trump off the ballot and to try to stick him, tar him, and feather him, just like we did in the old days when they used to do it to minorities. He is the minority. He is the real minority these days. And you know who's beginning to see it? The minorities. They're beginning to see the stupidity of the system attacking it for nothing. They're attacking him 100%. If he wasn't running, all of this goes away. So the Democratic Party is exactly the political racist party that they claim the Republicans are, which is rather interesting. Make the allegation that the other party is doing exactly what you are. So when they figured out that he can't be removed from the ballot, so this is absolutely highlighted by the fact that 9-0, think about that for a second, a 9-0 Supreme Court decision on Monday. This is historic. And it's a clear and unambiguous decision. It really was. I mean, it was wow. You know, without qualification, they said the states are not free to remove candidates from the ballot. This is only a congressional power. And the Supreme Court also gave in its decision direction not to try it before or after the election. Why is that? Because they've seen what the Democratic Socialist Party has been doing. They see what they're trying to do to America. They see how they're trying to take and suppress the real suppression of American votes in this country. To remove a leading candidate from a ballot? And not to talk about it, but to actually do it. It was bizarre. So what happens now? So they come out, all the Democrats are up in arms, tied into knots. Let's pack the Supreme Court. They're out of their minds. Oh, including all of your, you know, your liberal progressive justices? Oh, I guess they lost their minds? Not buying that, are you? So what does the Raskin lobotomized congressional patient do? He's trying to stop Trump from taking office, even if he wins, because Raskin knows what's coming. You know what's going to happen? This is the nitwit who claim democracy is under attack. These are the nitwits. As they attack it out and out, they don't even hide the fact that they're doing it. I'm sorry. This is an outrage. Raskin should be removed from office for violating his oath of office, violating that word. It's vile and violating. And for carrying on a Russia hoax for 4 years, he was the leader of the pack, him and Schiff. Now, whatever happened, when you lie out and out to the American people, there's no ramifications unless you're a Republican. George Santos, they took him out like the garbage. They took him out that day. Boom, gone. See you. Take a hike. How about Bob Menendez? Your almost felon senator. Remember that guy from Jersey? Yeah, well, he's still there. Why? Because the Democrats are smarter than the Republicans. That's why. Because they understand if they lose Menendez, we got a problem in the Senate now. But the Republicans are too stupid. They took him out. Who cares? He's there. You need to vote. That's exactly the way the Democrats think. They don't think what's best. They don't know the high road. They're going to go low down and hit you where it hurts, and they're going to take care of it. So who was ever held? I had a question the other day, and I wrote it down. And you know what? I can't find anything. Can't find anything about it. Who was held responsible for the Russian hoax for 4 years? That's right. No one. And no one will ever be held responsible. Why? Because of the deep state, folks. Yeah, it's not a mirage. It's not a delusion. It is real. So the problem I really have here with this decision from the Supreme Court is that there are actually courts in this country, a court that's supposed to be a high ethical standard, moral clarity, and objective judgment. which is the key to any court. They had none. They were nowhere to be found. They were nothing but a bunch of political hack judges. And that's the problem in America. When you have a system that has political hacks in it, like this Judge Engoron in New York, okay, do you think he shouldn't have been recused from that case? Do you think he had any kind of animus towards Trump? 100%. Absolutely. He hated Trump. He admitted to hating Trump. He had all kinds of Trump hate spewed out of his lips and on his tweets and all the rest of that. But he never recused himself. He went after Donald Trump, just like Letitia James, the attorney general of New York. Why, crime is out of control in New York, and I'll get back to New York later. Wait till this. My governor here. So here's what we did. We found a bunch of political hack judges in courts to make decisions that are not based objectively on any evidence, that are not based on any moral clarity, and that hopefully, if there's any integrity left in this system, will be overturned. And the judgment against them for $349 million plus, that's going to get tossed. How do you have a judgment like that from a judge without any complaining witness? Not one person complained, and they all said they'd do business with them again. So now let's move on. China. What are we doing about China? What are we doing about our border? So here it is. This week, you just can't get better than this. China is going to be light years ahead of us by the time we wake up. They moved their illegal drug trade to the USA for direct distribution. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I wish I was kidding. They moved their cannabis activities and other activities directly into California and Oregon, where the Chinese have taken over illegal weed production. What a great way to get your employees here. It's just to walk across the border, have them come in. That's why we got 30,000 coming in now. They need workers in their illegal drug factories now in America. Made in America. Are we going to have those stickers, or are they still going to say made in China? We fly illegals right into the United States. Right in. You just bring them right in through the border. It's an estimated, the other day now, approximately 70% of the illegal drug trade. This is awesome. This is just awesome. Bring it into the United States. And the funny part is, they're not even employing Americans anymore. They're bringing in their own people. The Chinese are brilliant. They really are. They are a phenomenal, phenomenal country. I got to give it to Xi. This guy knows how to handle Biden right, left, back, front. He's tossing them all over the place. You know, when we talk about the border, we had dueling border battles this week. Trump went down to the border because he wanted to see what was going on there. He wanted to find out firsthand. And then Biden figures out, oh, shoot, he's going down? I better go down, too. It's like Biden's trip to East Palestine, Ohio, a year later. Sorry, East Palestine, I forgot where your address. I forgot where you guys live. Yeah, all of the checkboxes now are going to be made before the election. Watch this. It's coming. Watch very carefully. So this was most interesting to me, and it was very not reported in the mainstream media. The mainstream media just forgets all the little facts. Biden never spoke to the chief of the Border Patrol in 3 years until he finally went to the border. Did he forget that he had a border? Did they not tell him he has a border? A blatant new revelation. The invasion at the border, or the border disorder. And Joe Biden's never even spoke to his prior Border Patrol chief, and he first met his current Border Patrol chief this week. This is amazing. And you wonder why? You wonder why the border is so disastrous? What the hell is he doing? He's the most effective president ever. I hear Flopsy Mopsy talking about this, and everybody's saying he's so sharp. This is the best Biden we've ever seen. Oh, my God. How do you do that? You lose your Secretary of State for 4 days. You have no idea where he is. You never speak to your Border Patrol chief. No one. What is he doing that he's so busy all day long? He's in bed by probably 6 o'clock. You know, give him his ice cream, and he's in bed. This is a blatant disregard for the office of the presidency. He's not running this country. Well, other than running it completely into the ground, that I will give him credit for. The fact that he never spoke to his Border Patrol chief in 3 years is just bizarre. It's bizarre. It's berserk. It's absurd. It's an untenable situation, people. And yet there are people in this country that want to vote for him again, for the commander in chief and president. Good luck. There'll be no country if he gets back in. It's absolutely astounding. And another revelation about our immigration policy. The Biden administration, not we, because we the people haven't been consenting to any of this, especially this we the people. Biden flew 350,000 quote unquote unvetted illegal invaders into the U.S. from foreign airports. Yeah, we flew people into the United States claiming asylum. Can you get this through your heads? I have a real problem. The most transparent administration now says that we cannot reveal where they were flown or what airports they were flown into because it would reveal, wait, you ready for this? Wait for this. Operational vulnerabilities that could be exploited by bad actors. Well, how about our government? Are they not the bad actors? Have they not exploited the southern border being no border at all? Is this not the correct, the fact operational vulnerabilities for what? Illegally flying people into this country? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yeah, the most transparent organization here, the Bidens. Mm-hmm. Let me hear that one again. So you know what? It's time to rise up in this country and say we're done with this crap. When are we the people going to wake up and stop taking this from our government? In fact, this is not our government. This is someone else's government who's running our country. This has nothing to do with what we the people want. 70%, 80% of America doesn't want our southern border open. So who are they kowtowing to? Who are they running for? Because they're certainly not paying attention to what America wants. This is the problem in Washington as a whole. We send people there and they do whatever the hell they want. They forget who put them there and what their job is. Their job is to represent what we want, not what they want. And even then, when they're doing what they want, they're incompetent about it. The Biden foreign policy is feckless and incompetent. There's no competency whatsoever in anything he's doing so far. He's a disaster in foreign policy. He's actually a disaster in domestic policy, too, as he destroys this country from the inside out. That's what the great Abraham Lincoln said. Biden compared himself to Lincoln? Please. It's like comparing dirt to a shining Stella diamond. It's amazing. The fact that this country is flying in illegal invaders just is baffling to me. And on our taxpayer dime, it's not as if we don't have an unlimited amount of money. After all, with $34 trillion in the hole and counting, is this not insanity? We have to get rid of not only Joe Biden, but the rest of the knuckleheads who are complicit in this. This is not what America represents. Yes, we represent legal immigration and we are happy to have it. That's how this country was built. But you need to know who's here. You cannot have 560 terrorists coming across our southern border. And that's the ones we know about, folks. Can you please, if anyone with a working brainstem that still glimmers under an MRI, please explain to me how our government is getting away with this. I'm astounded by this. I don't understand this. This is outrageous, and it's every freaking congressman and every senator should be up in arms about this. Yet you haven't heard boo. Where are they? They're all complicit in this because they're all quiet. And the mainstream media, forget it. Don't depend on them for anything. Nothing. Maybe the time that they give you. At the top of the hour when they tell you it's 6 o'clock. But other than that, please, don't ask them for anything. You know, this country really is divided. The Democrats are right, but they're wrong about who it's divided between. It's divided between the people who are running it and the people who live in it. That's us. The media makes up a fantasy world, and it doesn't know the truth. And we the people, I use the phrase loosely because I don't even really understand and consider them to be part of humanity anymore, the media, because what they're doing is something stupid, it's disgusting, and it's devastating to the American public. And I watched the other night on MSNBC, and I have to comment about this because, you know what, I watch them, and I can put up with their pathetic attempts at putting out facts, which they don't have a clue as what facts really are. And I listen to guys like Joe Scarborough, that bobbling head, you know, where he told everybody F you this week. Yeah, on television. Great idea, guys. So I heard Rachel Maddow, that's shining star product of Harvard. That just goes to show you how screwed up that school is to begin with. And then we have the brainless bobblehead Jen Psaki, the used up press secretary, used to work for Biden. And then there's Joyless Reid, MSNBC's resident racist. These disgusting excuses for human bobbleheads mocked voters in Virginia over having that be their border issue as their first priority. Maybe they should open up a paper. Maybe they should open up their toilet paper used to wipe the crap coming out of their mouths with their insane talking points and have a panel of five imbeciles and a conglomerate with an IQ of about four, roughly that of a pencil eraser or AOC. And they're joking about the border issue in Virginia not being a border state, except with, oh, wait, Rachel Maddow, that was funny, our West Virginia. I'm livid. I'm angry at these people. Last week, they had a sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl by an illegal alien, an illegal invader in this country. And they ferried the guy around by our government, Joe Biden's handlers. And then, why don't you joke about it, you imbeciles? Yeah, that's it. Why don't you ask Lakin Riley's parents, you babbling imbeciles? You should be all thrown off the planet, let alone MSNBC. That station is a pathetic excuse for a news outlet. It's not news. It's insanity. The insensitivity and the nature by which they protect the imbecile in the White House is bizarre. They are not journalists, folks. I have stronger words, but I can't use them because I'm trying to keep this as a family-oriented program. But they have demonstrated time and time again how out of touch with reality they are. And it's just an insane amount of stupidity. That's demonstrated each and every day that they take the air. The post behind them said Decision 24. Well, my decision is throw them off the TV, turn off their channel. I recommend changing the channel before your brain explodes with idiocy. For them to stand there and make fun about people who are dying in the United States is so insulting and disgusting. It just shows their lack of humanity. You know, and by the way, just for their edification, because they're too stupid, another state trooper, okay, was just killed by an illegal alien out in Seattle, I believe it is. He doesn't belong in this country, and yet he gets to kill a state trooper. When are we going to hold anyone responsible for this disaster, for destroying our society? It's incredible. So I just, you know, I just can't stand them anymore. I don't know how people watch that station. I don't know how they watch that show, but they have some kind of following. I mean, Rachel Maddow, she's most annoying. Forget her voice to begin with, but I can't stand how she talks. She talks in lies. She talks about the other day, she shuts down Donald Trump's acceptance speech when he won the other night. Okay. And she says, it's their duty to protect the public from lies. Then I have one question to ask MSNBC. How the hell is Rachel Maddow still on the air? How the hell is Joyless Reid still on the air? And the rest of the ilk, like Joe Scarborough, that dirtbag. Why are they still on the air? Because they continually lied to the American audience, to the American people, 4 years of the hoax. Of the hoax. What was the hoax? Hey, Russia, 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 remember that, right? North Korea, remember that? North Korea is MSNBC. It's an amazing concept. So how do they protect themselves? I have no idea, because they need to get some new people there. But we're going to come right back after this, and we're going to talk about that pesky Constitution. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
Advertise your product or service around the world on America's Web Radio for only $5 for a 30-second spot. You can send us your pre-recorded spot, or we can produce it from your copy. There is a minimum purchase of 20 spots. We will provide a confirmation of play affidavit at the conclusion of scheduled run. For more information, email gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. That's gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to America's Web Radio with Bite of Reality and Mark the Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about the Constitution. Oh, I told you I was going to talk about it. But I will. I just want to jump for a second. When you talk about truth and you talk about the babbling lies coming out of MSNBC and CNN, and you talk about these people who come on and they're supposedly experts in whatever. These people have no clue what they're talking about. And the only thing that they're looking to do is tear down Donald Trump. MSNBC has become the 24/7 hate Donald Trump. Why? Because they're afraid of him. You know why they're afraid of him? Because he's going to open up and peel back the rest of the container. And he's going to open it up and everyone's going to see how stinky and how disgusting and how decrepit and how our system in Washington is so broken and so destroyed that it needs to be rebuilt. And they're scared of that. They're happy. You know why they're happy? Because what is amazing that is you can make 100,000 or 150,000, whatever it is for the Congress, said they're 130 and 210. And yet in a year, you're a millionaire. And I've never figured that out, but I have. I figured it out because I watched the Joe Biden schemes. And that's an amazing thing. You can sell access. And that's the problem in America. Think about the amount of billions of dollars that is being spent in politics. We have to take the money out of politics. And I'm kind of getting off of where I want it to be. But this is a very destructive force for democracy. That and censorship, that is a problem. When a major news outlet censors a president giving an acceptance speech, it is a major problem, a real problem. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they don't want you to hear what he says. They want to tell you what he said so you will never know, because they are not going to tell you the truth. And if you haven't figured that out yet, you know what? You deserve what you get. Oh, we're getting it now. You know, we bought Joe Biden. We didn't even see what the container was. We had no idea it was an empty container. But we bought it. We paid for it. And we're still paying for it. You know, I keep hearing the economy's getting better. Yes, after you tanked it in the toilet, it wasn't much further down it could go. Then we redefined the words recession, 2 quarters of negative growth. Yeah, well, we redefined that. That's only been the standard definition for 40 years, but the Democrats redefined that. Kind of like what they did with the word deterrence. They redefined that. So we have a problem in this country. We have to figure out how to get the millions and millions of dollars out of politics. Give each candidate maybe a set sum of money, and that's it. Use it wisely. Because what's going to happen? Exactly what's going on. They buy the politicians. George Soros has bought lots of progressive DAs. When I say progressive, that's not really progressive. That just means they are coddling the criminals. That's what that is. That's a code word, progressive. You know, you want a North Korean democracy? Yeah. Well, that's where we're headed. Because they're going to tell you what to do, when to do it, what utilities to use, what devices to use. You can't use a gas stove. You're not going to be able to use your car. You're not going to be able to plug it in. Yeah. And by the way, all your EVs, start using them. Yeah. You're not going to be able to charge them because our electrical grid sucks. It's falling apart and we haven't fixed that yet either, have we? No, we have not. But we're not even looking there. We're trying to talk to the people. So here we go. This pesky Constitution. When the Supreme Court found 9-0 in favor of Donald Trump, the media had a meltdown. They had a meltdown. I mean, I'm talking complete meltdown. Like as if it was 2016 and they were crying again. So here's what happens. So now they turn around and they turn off Donald Trump. And what they want to tell you is now he's the evil. Now he's the dictator. He plans on taking over the United States and staying in office forever. Well, sounds more like the Democrats right now. Oh, why is that? Well, want to remove the leading candidate of the opposition party? Well, don't they do that in some of the Middle East countries and in Russia, North Korea? There is no opposition party because they're all dead. So what are they going to do? They're going to kill them by economics here because they can't literally kill them, although maybe they do. We don't know. So they want to take over this country. They really do. They want the open borders because their scheme is to take over America. And how do you do that? You bring in 9.5 million people, and some of the reports now are somewhere up around 15 million, which is really incredibly strange and scary. Because now you take them, and now because they're here, and because the system's so screwed up and backlogged, they're here for 5-10 years. And then now the Democrats want to make them citizens because they've been here so long you can't throw them out. Well, there you go. They've taken over. The annals of history will record the Republicans as a blip on the system. And that's it. It's over. It's done. So they really have, you know, when they say that they want to abolish the Supreme Court, the Democrats, because of this 9-0 decision, and that was the real key. They kept yelling, we need to abolish the Supreme Court. They really, as government officials, have no clue how our government works and what's called the three branches of government. It's really kind of scary that people like AOC and Ilhan Omar, that they're on our government to begin with. And secondly, they have no clue how our government works. The legislative branch makes the law. The judicial branch interprets the law. And the executive branch is the head of everything. They're the ones who set it up and make it happen. So they literally take what the legislator hands them and run with it. But why do you want to get rid of the referees in the game? Well, it's the same concept the Democrats had with defund the police. Get rid of the police who stand between the criminals and the real humans, and everything will be fine. Well, how'd that go? Yeah, explain that to me now. Oh, we never said, oh, that's right, it was the Republicans who said defund. The only problem these imbeciles have is that there aren't videotape. There's lots of video out there saying Democrats are yelling defund the police. We need to reimagine. Remember that? The term reimagine? Well, we've reimagined, all right. We've reimagined high crime, death, destruction, rapes, catastrophic decay in our cities. Yeah, we've reimagined everything, according to the Democrats. Good idea. So when we put these things into effect, we're literally killing ourselves. You know, I heard at one point the View, those imbeciles, said it's like the roaches voting for Raid. That's exactly what we did with Biden. We're electing and hiring idiots to do jobs where this country was set up to be run by intellect and intelligent people. That's an imperative operating system. You cannot have imbeciles running this country. Ilhan Omar, Jayapal, Cori Bush, AOC, the thimble brains. You can't have them running the country. In order for the Democratic Republic to survive, it must be run by intelligent people. So here we are. 350 million people were back to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. All right. And surprisingly, and I give him credit, I'm not a big fan of Mitch McConnell's to begin with a lot of times, but you know what? He swallowed his pride and he got plugged in and he endorsed Trump. And this is what needs to happen right now with Nikki Haley, if she ever has a chance of being anything in this country other than, again, a page in a history book. That's if we still teach history. So let me jump over there now to Let's see, Jack Smith, the special knucklehead for the DOJ. Okay, so he appears in, Supreme Court, April 25th, hearings before the Supreme Court on the presidential immunity. And then the decision is expected sometime June or July. As far as I can see, honestly, and I've gone through this and I've looked at the legislation, he is not even properly appointed as a special counsel. And why is that? Because the DOJ regulations require a special prosecutor to be appointed from outside of the DOJ. I guess they missed that when they were focusing on trying to get Donald Trump right before and during the election season. They must have missed that part of the section in the DOJ regulations. Interesting, though, but I don't think anybody's brought that up at the Supreme Court yet, because that's a real key for me. You know, how do you, it's like Fonnie Willis hiring Wade. That's another one that's about to explode. I think that judge is going to make his decision next week. That's why I'm not going to talk about it too much now. But she sunk her own ship. Had she come right out and said, listen, I had a relationship with him before. I think he's a great attorney. That's why I hired him as a prosecutor. Done. Finished. No issue. But you know what? First of all, the RICO case is a complex case. It's not an easy case to get. It's not an easy case to prove. Okay. Ask Giuliani. He did it very good. He did it, I should say, very well. That would be that my daughter would tell us very well, Dad. But this is the problem. These political hacks are going after Donald Trump to try to prevent him from getting into office because they're scared, you know what, that he's going to destroy Biden. And I take it right now, Biden will never debate Trump unless he's able to have headphones on where someone can actually tell him why and what to say and how to say it, because otherwise he will never get up there with Donald Trump. Listen, they may be 2 years apart age-wise, but they're light years apart in competency and intelligence. Trump is so far ahead of him. You know, Joe Scarborough said the other day on MSNBC, this is the best Biden we've ever seen. Well, I hope not. I hope not. I've seen that new commercial about him, and holy moly. I mean, I knew he had some issues, but whoa, he's out of it completely. So let's go and look at our great foreign policy, you know, because I love foreign policy with Joe Biden. It's like Dr. Seuss. You know, it's like kind of like his State of the Union speech yesterday. So it was like a Dr. Seuss book. Very well read, came out great, but had nothing to do with reality. I think there were maybe three things in there that he said that were actually facts. He said that he was the president and his name was Joe Biden. That's pretty much where it ended. But the China problem, what are we doing about China? China doesn't fear Biden. They no longer fear the United States or anything else. China is going to become the power of the world if they're not already there. And why is that? Okay, let me put it out there for you. China rams this week Philippine Coast Guard ships and injures four of its sailors. How does that happen? Well, you have a treaty. The United States has a treaty with the Philippines that says if you are attacked, we will defend you. We'll come to your defense. That puts us directly in the line of fire with China, a direct conflict. At what point in time is our genius in the White House going to understand and learn the word deterrence? Silence is complicity. And he's demonstrated this boob when it comes to that. He is an imbecile. He has demonstrated he has no clue what foreign policy is about and simply doesn't understand the word deterrence. And just as a side, our military budget is $842 billion. We just pushed it up to 3.2% of that. China's budget is going up 7.2% from $222 billion. And they could smash us to bits. Why? Because we do dumb things like have lots of people at the top and nothing at the bottom that actually works. And we're more focused on diversity and equity than lethality. And I've said it before, this is a major defect in our military right now. Why do you think people don't come into the military anymore? Do you care whether or not you go to a drag show? No. You want to learn how to defeat the enemy so you'll never have to fight the enemy. If they are afraid of you, massive power of the United States, they will never come for you. But you know what? China has a huge military for only $222 billion. We are so far behind in our military prowess at $842 billion. and we're running out of weapons because we keep giving them to Ukraine. This is a great scenario for a disaster here. Perhaps maybe we should be focusing on our lethality instead. What do you think? Instead of inclusiveness, diversity, and transgenderism. You think that they care whether or not you're a transgender when they shoot you? No, they don't. We've become the United States of imbeciles lately. We're the United States of idiots, not prepared for war. Not prepared for defense, pretty much. Not prepared for anything under Joe Biden. And I just don't understand. We're sitting here, and our Congress and our Senate is sitting there and watching this happen, and they're not jumping up and down and alerting us. So let me give an example of people who jump up and down and don't alert anybody. Kathy Hochul in New York wakes up finally. You know, she barely squeaked out an election win last time because she maintained and the media helped her out tremendously. They were basically, they were the campaign end of Kathy Hochul's campaign. She was claiming after Lee Zeldin, who was running against her as a Republican, was claiming that New York was a crime-ridden spit hole. Let's put it that way. And New York City was being ravaged. She came out and said, not a chance. Nothing's going on here. Nothing to see here. And guess what happened this week? Well, you guessed it. It's coming up on an election soon. So Kathy Hochul sent in 750 National Guard to the subways and 250 additional state troopers. So roughly 1,000 more police and law enforcement and military where there are no crimes, according to her. So Kathy, thank you very much. Funny right before the election that you're waking up, isn't it? Another lie by the Democrats. Not much of a surprise at all, unfortunately. And that's the problem in this country. So on Tuesday, Donald Trump, 1,025 delegates. He needs 1,200. Haley had 89 right before she dropped out. And instead of endorsing him right away, like she should have done, she didn't do that. What she did is she sat back and she said, you know, he has to earn our votes. Well, you know what? That's how what everybody has to do. Thank you, Captain Obvious. But you know what? Stranger things have happened. And why do I say that? Because Kamala, who called Biden a racist on stage during the debates, became his vice president. Amazing. Amazing bedfellows. Isn't it great? So here we go. The Trump platform. Let me give the emperor some new platform. Here it is. School and education must be forefront with the Trump administration. He must unscrew the screwed up education system in this country. I think he has to recalibrate and rebrand the warp speed terminology and rebrand that. It's got to be warp speed for education. He needs to bring that term out. He did it with the vaccination. It was amazing. Everyone congratulated him for being amazing. And now he needs to bring that same amazing concept to warp speed education process. This country's failing itself. It's failing its students. And it's going to lead to the destruction of this country. The other thing is, I think he needs to bring warp speed for rehabilitation to our cities. Our cities that are falling apart in decay. And what's going on in places like Pennsylvania, Kensington, which has become just a drug-infested spit hole with people just literally zombies on the street. He needs to come in and he needs to fix that. Just like what he did when he sent in federal troops to get things done for MS-13. He sent in the guys over here on Long Island to get rid of MS-13. He needs to get that under control. That's his first priority. Seal the border. Get that done. No more garbage anymore. And he's got to clean house when he gets in there. He thought he could work with the deep state. He's now understands, I think, and that's why they're going to do everything to stop him from getting in. He is going to dismantle the idiots who are running this country for themselves, not for the American people. So, the emperor's new clothing or nitwits on parade? Can the media actually destroy America from within? That's the question I propose to you. Can they be skewing the actual reality of who Trump really is and what his policies are and censoring him and silencing him? Will they convince the American people that the emperor has no clothes? There's something that people would laugh at if it wasn't so serious and wasn't so true. That's the problem. And you know what? Another problem. America The Republican Party needs to deal with abortion, and here's the concept. Here is the way it runs. The Republicans must find the answer and be bold and forthright. Well, they're going to lose this election, too, on this issue alone. If you represent America, why can you not come out and say, I personally disagree with it, but 70% of America agrees that there should be available and it should have reasonable limitations. And 15 weeks is maybe not the right number. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You need to study this. And you need to study it without the bullshit, the bull spit. Yes. I'll just go with that. You need to study it without that. You need to get to the fact. Stick with the pediatricians. Talk to the doctors. Okay. You got to speak with the medical professionals and the scientists and say, okay, this is when it's realistic. That's the clue. So let me quickly, I'm running out of time here. So we're going to run into, when we talk about, listen, on the State of the Union, let me just point something out to him. Not a corporation on the planet, you imbecile, pays taxes. You don't believe me? Look at your cell phone bill. Look at your utility bill. Look at all of your utility bills. You are paying the taxes that Joe Biden wants the corporations to pay. You're not taxing the corporations. This is insanity. It's just another tax on the American people. And so they're going to tax the corporations and we're going to pay it. Corporations don't pay taxes. I've been hearing this for years from the Democrats. It's a great talking line. It's a great talking point, and it doesn't match reality. So get it together. Pay attention. This is ridiculous. You know, and he wants everybody to pay their fair share. Well, maybe he should start at home with his son who didn't pay $1 million in taxes. You know, listen, lots of things goes in his care facility. But who's paying for all that? We the people. We're going to be paying this forward for generations, on our grandchildren's grandchildren. Stop spending billions and trillions of dollars in foreign wars. We have plenty of money for Social Security. If you're telling me that Social Security is out of money, how are you spending billions and billions of dollars every year, every month on illegal aliens in this country? There are people in this country that deserved and worked hard for Social Security. And you know what? When they pay you on Social Security, you can't afford to be secure at all. It's ridiculous. It is an absurd amount of money. You want to give money to somebody? Yeah, give it to our elderly. Give it to the people who built this country, who made this country great. That's who we should be giving the money to. Not foreign people, not people who come into this country illegally, and certainly not paying for wars on both sides. That we're funding both sides again. And by the way, Joe Biden, it's Lakin Riley, not Ligon Riley, okay? Get it right. If you're going to say something, get it right. And how dare you turn around after you told us that she was killed by an illegal and then turn around and say, but how many Americans kill Americans? That's a disgusting comparison. That is outrageous, and I take personal offense at that. Don't you ever tell me that anyone has the right to come into this country illegally and kill an American, and that's just like Americans killing Americans. Not that I'm defending that. Americans should not be killing each other, but let's be realistic, it happens. But we don't need to add to that with people who don't even belong here. And Social Security, that just bugs the crap out of me. Okay? Stop spending the billions of dollars on the illegal aliens. You'll have plenty for our own people who actually worked for a living and paid to this country. And by the way, Joe, the 15 million fact check on that, 11 million of those jobs came back from COVID. So stop saying 15 million. It's a lie. It's an out and out lie. It's a factual delusion. Okay. The only thing you did is create about 4 million. And that's probably the least of any president in the last 30 or 40 years. So take that and stick it in your pipe and smoke it. And shrinkflation, by the way, you and the Cookie Monster both know Bidenomics caused it. That's right. Let's get to the truth. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth, right, Joe Scarborough? Yeah. So let's do that. Shrinkflation. What was that caused by? Bidenomics. Core values of America, truth, liberty, and a pursuit of justice. Joe Biden pursuing justice, pursuing truth? That's ridiculous. You know, boys and girls playing on, you know, he got into the transgender thing. And here we go again, transgenderism. Let's put everybody around, check them off, and why don't we let all the boys play in the girls' league and just destroy the girls' league entirely? Great idea, Joe. Really going strong. Really. America doesn't believe in this garbage, okay? You want to have a transgender league? Fine. Do that. You want transgenders to play in boys' leagues? Fine. But they should not be in girls. They're biologically different. And nobody's going to tell me anything other than there is a biological difference between a transgender male and a girl. Sorry. And, by the way, the Hamas routine. Here we go again. The violence, right? No, let's get to the guns first. Gun prevention, right? No, not criminal prevention. We're going to prevent drugs and guns. Okay, don't be an idiot. And wait a second. There's a port going in Gaza, and you're going to put it in. You're directing the military to do that. And there's going to be no military on the ground? That's a direct lie. So what are we going to do? Two-state solution with Israel? This is our hot round, by the way. Two-state solution in Israel? Never happening. Never happening. Okay? That's like having a two-state solution between the United States and ISIS. And we'll put them right at the corner in Montreal over there. Yeah. We wouldn't agree to that either. And please don't even think that Israel would ever agree to that. And by the way, he said he's got a coalition of countries to defend the Middle East shipping. Well, how's that going? They keep sinking ships. They keep firing missiles. They've killed five of our soldiers. Great. Great. It's because he doesn't understand the word deterrence. He doesn't understand deterrence with China. He's a fool. And the rest of the people around him are fools. I just think he's completely lost it. You know, he says he built his life on honesty. Pretty sure that investigation that's going on right now in Congress is not exactly an honesty fest. But in general, nothing could be further from the truth than his speech. Like I said before, it was like a Dr. Seuss book. Very entertaining, but not much of a fact involved. And really not sure I enjoyed being yelled at for an hour. I think they overdid it on the drugs they gave him. And that's just my opinion. Just my opinion. You know, when they told us for 3 years also that the border was secure in 21, 22, Kamala, Mayorkas, Joe Biden, flopsy mopsy, it's all secure. Now it hasn't been secure. Gee, lie to me again. Lie to me again. And real quick, because I know we're running out of time here, the rebuttal speech, it was okay. It was great. She hit on the surrender in Afghanistan, our pathetic response to Iran in the Middle East. But the big question is, again, are we better off today than you were 3 years ago under Donald Trump? And I purport to tell you, absolutely 100% not. It's not even close. And the defund the police was not Republican. That was Democrat. You know, the rebuttal given by Katie Britt of Alabama, she's the youngest congresswoman ever to be elected. She was good. But you know what? It could have been a much tougher speech. She sounded all the time like she was a bit ready to cry. And that to me was a little bit of a turnoff, but her points were good. And I understand that's probably the toughest speech to give is something in rebuttal. But you know what? The Republicans have to be smart. Do not underestimate the Democratic deviance. They will try everything, including be prepared for some kind of catastrophic event health-wise. And we're going to be in trouble, and we're going to have to shut everything down again. And I'll tell you, we better wake up, America. We better wake up. The big question is, again, and I'm going to say it over and over again, are you better off today than you were 3 years ago? And if not, Donald Trump is your guy. That's who you have. It's Trump or Biden. The horse race is down to two right now. And I think if Trump's real smart and real coy, he picks himself a woman for his vice president. And whether it's Haley or Kristi Noem or Tulsi Gabbard or somebody else, you know, somebody else, maybe another governor somewhere. We'll never know. But anyway, it's time for me to wrap it up. This has been Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Yourself, have a great week. Yourself, have a great week. Thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.